give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. What a faithful God. What a merciful God. Only He can do a thing like this. Hallelujah. John chapter 8, verse 32, and in verse 36. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I'm speaking quickly this morning before we receive the release of the anointing on the foundation of our deliverance. The foundation of our deliverance. And the objective is just as straightforward as it is, understanding the foundation or platform for our freedom in God. Issues of healing and issues of deliverance, they go together. They are major issues in the life of the children of God. Major issues. But the truth of the matter is, captivity, bondage, or imprisonment is never meant to be the portion of the child of God. Captivity of sickness, of sin, captivity from the pit of hell, of ancestral curses or demonic oppression, bondage, imprisonment situation, they are never meant to be the portion of the children of God. You shall know the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You shall know the truth. The truth is a person. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The knowledge of the truth is the guarantee of freedom. The knowledge of Jesus is the guarantee of freedom. Let God be true. Let every devil and let every power from hell be a lie. To know Jesus is to know freedom. To know Jesus is to know liberty. In Psalm 119 verse 89, the Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. What is settled is the word. Your experience is not a settled matter. If it is not in line with the word of God, it can be unsettled. Did you hear what I just said? Your experience is not a settled matter, except it is in line with the word of God. Whatever you are experiencing in life, if they are not in line with the word of God, they can be unsettled. Unsettled means uprooted. Unsettled means deleted, eliminated. What is settled is the word. If the dreams you have in the night are in line with the word of God, they can be settled. If they are not in line with the word of God, they can be unsettled. Meaning of it is, anything that does not line up with the word of God in your life is subject to change. Everything that does not line up with the word of God in your life is subject to change. any dream, any experience, anybody's prophecy or vision that does not line up with the word of God for your life is subject to change. Somebody said they dreamt something about you, or you dreamt something about yourself, or somebody gave you a prophecy that does not line up with the word of God is subject to change. It can be unsettled. It can be canceled. It can be nullified. And I stand here this morning to declare everything that is not in line with the word of God in your life is nullified and unsettled. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The standard of expectation is the word. Alright, say it like this. The standard of your expectation is your revelation, not your situation. And not anybody's situation. The standard of your expectation is your revelation. What you are to expect in life is what the word of God reveals to you, not what you are experiencing or what another person experienced. Somebody say loud amen. The standard of your expectation is your revelation, not your situation. It's your revelation, not the nation's situation. It's your revelation, not your generation's situation. It is your revelation. It is the revelation of the word of God. Somebody say loud amen. You know that if I stop here already, I have already overpreached. It doesn't matter what has happened to people in your father's house. If it is not in line with the word of God, it is unsettled. It can be unsettled. It can be destabilized. It doesn't matter what has happened or what is happening in the nation where you are, in the community where you are, in the vicinity where you are. If it is not the word of God, it is unsettled. It is nullified. It is neutralized. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Somebody went to pray for somebody. And after praying for the person, he got attacked with the same thing that afflicted the person. I'm sure you heard the story of that lady that testified in the, during the healing. It almost literally ran mad. Stop talking until she was delivered here. Alright, so when you are going to pray for somebody, do you expect to be attacked? Is that what is written? He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions. That is, deal with the devil without consequence. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy. And not teacher by any means hurt you. Can you give us our own translation? Do you remember it? Go after the devil. Break his head. Destroy his works. And proceed without consequence. Hey! Go after the devil. Break his head. Destroy his works. And do what? Proceed without consequence. That was what we did in Mina the other day. Go after the devil. Break his head. Destroy his works. And proceed without consequence. So, you don't expect that the person was attacked because he went to deliver somebody. Then you should be attacked for going to deliver somebody. It's not written there. The basis of your expectation is not somebody's experience. The basis of your expectation is your revelation of the word. The basis of your expectation is not even your own experience. It's not your own situation. It is. If you woke up in the morning and your leg is paining you, it does not change the fact that by his stripes you are healed. Somebody shall stand on your feet and give the Lord a loud shout of victory. Hey, 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 hey.
watching the fact that by his stripes you are healed. Maybe the healing is slow in coming. Maybe the devil is trying to be rebellious. But by his stripes I am healed, and the healing must manifest. I don't use my experience to interpret the word. I use the word to adjust my experience. You didn't hear what I just said. I don't use my experience to interpret the word. I use the word to adjust my experience. I use the word to align my experience. I use the word to disciple my experience. I use the word of God to discipline my experience. I wish that somebody can pray in the spirit for 2 minutes. Or for 1 minute at least. Mahushato kalabadida. Leperete satefeka to kokozagadada. Leta satela faratana gagayala hasadis. Le karatese paratazana gagalalala. Raka satakalayala. Raka sakala satorakatakataka. La paratakaka satokolagada hasadida. Leperete satefeta kakalala. Lata satafata kazogolayada hayada. Ekesperotese pina gayala hasadida. Leperete sitafeto keke sitalagayada hasadida. La parata sege kelitara na mahusha. La parata se pereta sakalala. La parata sakakalina maga na hutarida. Weke se pete se tika lagadana. Eka parata se kakalago husaladi. Lepete se pete se tuka lagaida hasada. La parata se kekelina na huratasa. Weke se te feke keke zebriyala hasada. Tadi. La patata sakala gadi 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 Pastor, I can't say better than that. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. You received something just already this morning. Give him a clap and a shout of praise to take your seat. If I stopped here today, I already over preached. Because it's not in the abundance or multitude of words that impact is made. It doesn't matter what is obtainable in your father's house. It is not your portion if it is not your revelation. Did you hear what I just said? It doesn't matter what is obtainable in your father's house. It is not your portion if it is not your revelation. It doesn't matter what is happening in your community. If it is not in the world, it cannot be in your world. So on all matters of life and destiny, what to consult is not the situation, it's the revelation. Is the word. On all matters of life and destiny, what to consult to make a decision is the word. So on the matters of deliverance, your freedom, your liberty, to confirm that what afflicted your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your friend, your loved one and your relation is not your portion. Where to consult is the word. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. So what is the foundation for our deliverance? What do we consult? What do we have to bear in mind when it comes to our freedom? Number one, foundation is our creation in the image of God.
our creation in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 28, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them, him. Male and female created he them. We can remain there. So God made man in his image. So, what reason do you have to expect to live in freedom? Basic reason. You are created in the image of the one that cannot be bound. You are created in the image of the one that cannot be oppressed. You are created in the image of the one that cannot be humiliated. You are created in the image of the one that cannot be terrorized or terrified by the devil. You are created in the image of the one that cannot be dominated. The one that dominates but cannot be dominated. I thought you were writing the points. Now you could write that as a second point. God made man in his own image. He didn't make the devil in his image. He didn't make angels in his image. He made man in his image. Demons are fallen angels. He made you in his image. The creature cannot oppress the creator. God made you in the image of the creator, in the likeness of the creator. The devil is a created being. Even though God created you and created me, he created us in his mold. You have the right to quote the law to the devil. You are trying to trespass. You are trying to transgress. You can't pass here. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I was created in the image of the one that cannot be oppressed, of the one that cannot be dominated. I was created. Cannot be humiliated, cannot be dominated. Put that in your arsenal and take number two. Our creation in the image of God. Number two, our connection to the blessing of Noah and his generation. We talk about Abraham's blessing all the time, but there is a blessing that came on Noah and his generation. After God destroyed the earth, and a new generation was to come out. In Genesis chapter 9 verse 1 to 3. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply and replenish the earth. I'm sure you are aware that anybody on the earth today came out of Noah. Are you aware of that? Noah had three sons, Shem, Japheth. They say that the Hamites, the people of Ham,
are the people of color like us. The Shemites are the middle area people like the Israeli and the Middle Eastern people. And then the Japhetites are the Caucasians and so forth. Everybody under heaven now came out of Noah. So what you are reading in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1 to 3 is talking directly to you. God blessed Noah and his sons, which include Paul and Enche, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now look at this. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. You are the one they should fear. You are not the one to fear them. The fear of you shall be upon every beast, every devil, every demon, every wild beast of the earth, every fowl of the air, upon everything that moves upon the earth, upon all the fishes of the sea. So you are talking about forces of the land, forces in the air, forces of the waters, what they call water spirits and marine water demons. He said, into your hands, they are what? Into your hands they are, I hand them over to you. Into your hands are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. You shall not be meat for them. No witch is permitted to eat your flesh and drink your blood. Even the green herb have I given you. All things. Say after me, I cannot be meat for any devil. I'd like you to say it a minute. I cannot be meat for any altar. I cannot be meat for any shrine. I cannot be meat for any altar. I cannot be meat for any ancestral curse. I cannot be meat for any god, any deity. I cannot be meat for any devil. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. If you look at verse 19, it said, these are the three sons of Noah. And out of them, the whole earth was overspread. That is, everything I released to Noah and his son, he has released it to everyone on the earth. You are meant to be a terror to everything that is terrorizing you. You are meant to be a dread to everything that you are dreading. You are meant to take captive everything that has taken you captive. You are meant to oppress that which is planning to oppress you. And today I came with a very brutal mantle to declare, the end of that oppression is here. Everything that has put your life under pressure, the eternal expires forever. Every devil that is trying to feed and feast on your destiny, today is their expiry day. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Take your seat. Our connection to the blessing of Noah and his generation. Number three, our inheritance of the benefits of Calvary. Our inheritance of the benefits of Calvary.
All the way to Calvary went for me. Jesus went for me. My Savior went for me. All the way to Calvary went for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary he went for me. My Savior went for me. He went for me.
He died to set me free.
Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, 1 Peter chapter 1, and in verse 18 all the way to verse 19, he said, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers. You didn't inherit vanity. Say, but you were redeemed, you were rescued with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The blood of Jesus that was shed at Calvary effectively changed our bloodline. It changed. What used to happen to you was a function of your village. But what will now happen to you is a function of your spiritual lineage. You were experiencing things based on your earthly inheritance. Now your experience is to be based on your heavenly inheritance. The blood of Jesus was shed at Calvary to introduce us into a new family line. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away and all things have become new. It's to introduce us into a new family line, a new bloodline. It's to take us off what was obtainable in our natural bloodline. That is why many of us, you are going to step into realms that nobody in your family has ever stepped into. You are going to have experiences that nobody in your family has ever had. And you are going to escape things that had been the problem in your father's house. You will just escape those things. You will just escape those things. Inherited diseases, diabetes, hypertension, cancer, peptic ulcer, whatever they are, you just escape them because your bloodline has changed. Your family line has changed. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. It was okay that your father carried it. Not necessarily okay, but it happened because he's not. What you are hearing now, your father didn't hear it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The people of your family didn't hear it, most of them. So because of Calvary, you have an escape route. You have the possibility of a new genealogy. You have the possibility of an escape from the things that the devil wants to impose on you. Lift up your right and say, thank you, Jesus. Say it louder. Say, thank you, Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, I thank you, Master, for Calvary. I thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed at Calvary to rescue me from the negativities of my father's house, from the calamities of my father's house, from the adversities of my father's house. I thank you for the blood that was shed to give me a new bloodline. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because he lives. You can face October. Because he lives.
fear is gone. And because I know, he holds October, and your life is worth the living just because. One of the things the devil hates the most is the shout of praise. Can somebody stand and give the king a 60-second shout? A 60-second shout. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Go ahead and give him the shout. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout, 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 shout. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Shout for your liberty, for your escape from the calamities, from the adversities of your father's house, from the limitations of your father's house, from the backwardness of your father's house. Shout! Give him the shout of victory. 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 Give him the shout of victory.
Liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have got liberty. Oh. I have got liberty. Jesus has set me free. I have got liberty. Calypso, Calypso.
Your father's house cannot bury you before your time. The limitations, the calamities, the adversities of your community cannot limit your destiny. Give him a clap, a shout, a leap of joy. Shake three hands around you and tell them, congratulations for your liberty. Congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Our inheritance of the benefits of Calvary and for this morning, finally, number four, is
by the working of the Spirit in our lives. What is the foundation of our liberty and deliverance? Number one, our creation in the image of God. Number two, our connection to the blessing of Noah and his generation. Number three, our inheritance of the benefits of Calvary. And number four, the working of the Spirit in our lives. The working. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 17, the Bible said, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Lord, who is the Spirit, is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Anywhere the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If the Spirit of God is inside your life, there is freedom. If the Spirit of God is in the church, there is freedom. If the Spirit of God is in your family, there is freedom. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem. Summary is, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty, and where the Spirit of God is, there is power. And where power is, there is freedom. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. A major assignment of the Holy Ghost in your life is not just to speak with tongues, but to loose your chains. Hey! Every time you are blasting in tongues, you are dismantling yokes and breaking chains and breaking yokes and terminating embargoes and opening the doors. I'd like you to once in a while, one of these days, pray in tongues with liberty in mind. Just pray like you are breaking chains off your own hands. Breaking yokes off your own legs, like you are terminating ancestral curses. Jaga patatasha, ikekete ratatala, laketekekekeke paparatasa. Shalash, likotaras, zekepekete kalagadidash, latekepekepeperetekokosakada, latasata. Let God be true. And let every devil be a liar. If God said, where the Spirit is, there is freedom. There is no devil that can say, you must remain in bondage. If the Spirit is in your life, you must remain in bondage, or you must remain in captivity. No devil can say that. Let us efata satokola katakarasha. Let us atakala dagala hatala tasha. Let us soka parata kakala gadayala laha. Eka separata setola paratis. Eka seta bela rohasuna. Norata sefita kukola karagadisari. Le parata sakala gadiala taratasa. Jarata satakala kakala laharada. Eka sparata sotopeku kukosakala. Shala! Shala! Le perata soda. Ika te parara gadiho. Le perata serida. Yes, Master. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't ever forget, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of power, is the Spirit of liberty, freedom. He says, in that day the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? And you know that the anointing is the same as the Holy Spirit. You have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13. Samuel poured the anointing and the Holy Ghost came upon David. The anointing is synonymous with the Holy Ghost.
and so the Holy Ghost and so on. And so in that day, the body shall be lifted from off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the Holy Ghost. Lagabagadia la tosaria. Jakata kalete ferota kasatada jata. I break every yoke of my life right now. I lift every burden on my destiny. Jaratede ikalaparatasa by the power of the Holy Ghost. I collapse that devil, that ancestral curse, that serpentine spirit by the power of the Spirit today. I arrest that spirit husband, that spirit wife. I arrest that witchcraft agenda, that demon of premature death over your life and your destiny. Their yoke is broken today. Father, we give you the praise. Take your seat. We'll soon pray right now. Two things I will tell you. The conditions. That's right. For our deliverance. One. Genuine, authentic salvation. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. He said, we are rescued and redeemed from corruptible things. I mean, from a conversation received by our tradition from our fathers by the precious blood of Jesus. Genuine. Don't fake it. Don't fake it. Don't fake to be a Christian. Don't be a Christian that nobody is aware of in your office. Nobody is aware of in your workplace. Even your family members are in doubt. Your wife is doubting. Your children are doubting. Carrying the identity of Egypt and claiming to be a covenant child of God. No. There are those, when they walk past, you can never tell whether they are Christians or not. Both the way they look, the way they dress, and the spirit that they carry, the climate around them. Genuine, authentic salvation that is inside and outside. You are changed and transformed in and out. Every devil knows that this one belongs to God. Number two is a clear revelation. Clear revelational understanding of our foundation for deliverance. Clear revelational understanding. Because John chapter 8 verse 32 said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Clear revelational understanding. The message you heard today, pick up that CD or tape as it used to be called, and listen to it. Wear it out. Let it sink into your spirit. Until out of it, you begin to function and act naturally. You are not set free for sitting in church. You are set free by receiving the truth. And then the truth sets you free. You are not set free because you encountered light, but you encountered light that entered. The entrance of the word giveth light. Let it enter. And then you have light. Lift up your hands and begin to pray in the spirit. Give us the clips. The balance of the clips from the Mina Crusade. Just pray in the spirit and watch the acts of God.
Someone with the name that starts with a J again.
Yes, sir.
That somebody with the same name also has a growth.
Yes, sir.
lumps disappear.
The
growth just disappear. Are you just sitting and looking like that? But a Jane name again with a left eye that is afflicted.
This mama with a Jane name, 10 years blindness, total blindness.
Blind woman for 10 years.
For 10 years, you mentioned
has been blind in the two eyes.
The two eyes have gone everywhere, gone.
And now the eye is open.
The eye open.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? She's dancing. Are you just?
Since he was born.
Born with it. Without this glass, he sees nothing. Without the glass, that boy cannot see.
She was seeing people, seeing anything. Three.
Not diplopia.
Not diplopia. Exactly. This evening, bam, the power of God came on her, and the eyes are now normal.
And she's seen me now as one, not three. Tell me what happened here.
Peter, deaf and dumb since birth.
Peter has been deaf and dumb since he was born.
Yes, sir.
One.
This is the case of Lika Hynea, protrudessa. She went to the hospital and doctor had booked her for surgery on this Monday that passed. As you praise her against growth, she said it deflated completely. That place is flat right
now. Lika Hynea gone.
Yes, sir.
Just like that. I prophesy right now. Broken bone be mended.
She couldn't walk, she couldn't move.
If she takes 10 steps like this, so that woman lost her husband and son in an accident.
Only you can do, hey, what no man can do.
Hey, only you can do,
aya.
What no man can do. This is the university campus. Federal University of Technology. We had a campus crusade in the morning. Alright, I think we can summarize this now. Federal University of Technology, MENA, overwhelmed with crowd.
As a result of that, she couldn't walk well. She said that
we are back to
this place tonight.
After the declaration.
Yes, I fell down there.
It was shortening. The leg was shortening. Leg was shorter than the other.
Yes.
And now it is straightened. Move straight, let's see. If this man that shot in the leg and she moved on the side like that, watch this on. Are you just standing?
Hey! Hallelujah!
Can we stand up on our feet very quickly? Lift up your hands. Lift your hands high. lift your two hands high. Wonderful, merciful Savior. Media.
Wonderful, merciful Savior. Precious Redeemer and Friend.
Again, wonderful,
wonderful, merciful,
precious Redeemer and Friend.
Ooh, Dr. Lamb, ooh, rescue the soul.
Shadaga.
Faithfully loving you.
Hearing our
weakness.
You find us falling before.
Your hands, everyone you are, and just begin to pray in the spirit right now. There is the release of healing. There is the release of grace. The balm in Gilead is releasing its healing virtue. There is the release of deliverance, for upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit.
Pray in the spirit. Receive deliverance. Pray the chains. Pray the yoke.
Lift hands everywhere you are. Lift it high up. I see healings. Healings that are emotional. Healings from emotional pain. Healing from trauma. Healing from fear, from anxiety. Healing from deep hurt. Healing from rejection, from betrayal. Healing from disappointment, discouragement, depression. I see bodily healings from cancer, from diabetes, from hypertension. I see deliverance from ancestral curse, generational curse, witchcraft manipulation, occultic manipulation, demonic manipulation. Get your hands high everywhere you are. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus,
Lord, I increased that trouble me many a day. They rise up against me. Many there be who say of my soul, there is no help for me in God.
But you alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head.
You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied.
You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. Hey! In you I'm satisfied. Lift your hands and receive that healing that is emotional. That healing that is physical. Receive that deliverance. Receive financial liberation. Receive healing, deliverance on every side. Mashallah bayadayana. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, you bring the hand on yourself and scream, I receive at the top of your voice. Father, let the healing happen. Let the deliverance happen. Let the liberty happen. Let the liberation happen. Let the yoke of sin be broken. Receive it now. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and bring the hand on your head. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive your deliverance. Receive your liberty. Receive your freedom. Ooh.
Wave your hands to the King of Kings. Wave your hands to the Lord of Lords. To the great I am that I am. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor because of something that has happened just now. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Something happened, but we don't have so much time. If something happened to you just now, you got a healing just now. You got a deliverance just now. You got an encounter that set you free. Quickly run to the front here and let's pray for you. That person that has the leg affliction between the knee and the ankle or the left leg, the power of God has touched you and retrieved that thing back to hell. That arrow on the forehead, arrow of death, forehead, terrible migraine, is retrieved and refired back to hell. That demonic dream of the grave last night, I declare that that grave is cancelled and returned back to the devil who sent it to you. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy. I lay me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy. I lay me down, I slept. For the Lord, only you sustain me. And you alone are the truth. You alone are the truth. You alone are the strength of all my life. You are
was on, he saw cobwebs on his face, this kind of cobwebs that you see in abandoned property. But all of a sudden, a wind blew and blew off the cobwebs from his face, and that stagnation is handled.
Lift your hands. Everyone here today involved in any spider or demonic network, network of evil that has caged your life, trapped your destiny, I declare that network set on fire.
Brother came in from Owerri last night just for this service. He said he's had pneumonia for about 2-3 years running now. Came with that pain on his chest, congestion, but in the midst of the ministration, he said that was lifted and is free.
Father, in the name of Jesus, set him free completely. In the name of Jesus.
This gentleman just got healed of left leg head of femur condition. He said it came to him like an arrow in the dream of the night, and then the femur began to degenerate. He couldn't move, he couldn't lift the leg.
Degeneration of the left femoral head.
Yes, sir, right there. He's pointing at it. And the pain just disappeared right now. He can lift the leg, he can move
it. Incredible. This could have led to a hip replacement
What a mighty God we serve.
Anything that is wasting, that is being destroyed by the enemy in your life, I declare it is over.
Another bone condition just healed now. She had a disc prolapse. They told her that she had an issue with her disc. Pain, excruciating pain, since 2014. She came in this morning, she said the power of God hit her, and all the pain is gone.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise in the name of Jesus. Help from above be your portion in brother, Jesus' name.
Brother had an altercation with an officer colleague in the office that led to the officer or his colleague tapping his shoulder. He said since then, couldn't lift that left shoulder. See, there was a deposit there. But right in the midst of the ministration, he says something left him and the hand can go up.
Lift up your hands right now. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Fresh help and mercy be your portion in Jesus' name.
Sir, this woman was so overwhelmed. She was crying while she was sharing her testimony. She said some weeks ago, an arrow was fired on her head. She said she knew when it came on her head. And since then, her head was like a mountain on top of her neck. She said, even in the daytime, standing, if she dare closes her eyes, she will see dead people all over her.
After this too, we will stop and take the rest in the other service. Yes, go ahead.
In the service this morning, she said, as you were making declarations and praying, she said she felt the arrow leave her head and her head became her own.
Back to sender, and she back to sender.
Closed her eyes, no back more dead body.
Back to sender,
she's
back
in
to
tears.
Sender. Back to sender, 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 back to sender.
I prophesy today, every evil arrow looking for you from the pit of hell, they are retrieved and refired back to hell. In the name of Jesus.
Squamous cell cancer just healed.
What?
Somebody introduced him to the church 3 months ago. By the time he came, he had had skin grafting, he had had all manner of treatment on that leg. He said the bone was out. The bone. They did the skin grafting. The bone was protruding. It was showing as at the time he came. But now it has grafted by itself. Skin is healing by itself. The wound is drying up by itself.
Cancer, the skin cancer, squamous cell cancer, just destroyed by the power of God. Lift up your hands. I prophesy, hear this. Every spirit of death looking for anyone here, whether it's in the form of an accident, a tragedy, or in the form of a disease or a cancer, it is dried up now. Yes, Creator.
Creator of the universe, what can't you do? What can't you do? What can't you do?
A big clap of hand, tell us what's up.
Sister Mary Olotu, last week she prayed for someone who was paralyzed. He became healed and instantly that paralysis transferred into her.
As if I heard from her before, sir. I was talking.
Yes, sir. She couldn't leave her hands since that day in excruciating pain and defied all medications. She came to the service in that condition and as she shouted, I receive. The power shot through her, the pain disappeared. She prayed, can leave the hand.
She prayed for somebody with paralysis and she became paralyzed.
Yes, sir.
You should turn back to her. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, return back to her.
This is an encounter, sir. Our sister Damdola said, at the shout of I receive, she saw the senior pastor with a list of everyone in the departments. And the Lord's handmaiden started handing out gifts to everyone. And she also received hers. She's excited.
Receive your own. In the name of Jesus. How many of you are receiving your own? Stretch out to us. Celebrations as they dance back to their seats.
want to testify in the next service.
Surrender to Jesus today. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Place your hand on your chest wherever you are. Here in person or watching online, and pray after me. Lord Jesus. Pray it louder. Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.